Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Nobody heard anything I just said.
I was like, wait, is it my headphones or are they broken?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Woo. Start this all over again.
There we go.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Hear the clap.
Shout out to the Work Hard, Be Good crew. We are Gabe and Nina. And I'm shouting out those making more money than minimum wage. Shout out to you.
And then the other side of that is shout out to everybody that woke up on the wrong side of the bed. But you know what? You're going to shift it and you're still going to be good today.
That's right. Go to the bathroom, shift it, and let it out. Time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Really?
Number six.
Go ahead, Nina.
Man, I'm limping. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been walking around here so slow. I brought out boots. I usually wear sneakers like every single day, but I brought out boots. I was wearing them because, you know, they're cute. It's fall time. But I was wearing them with the wrong socks. And so your foot, like, it will slip. And so the back of your, whatever you call it, heel starts rubbing up against it. So the point was, I took off my shoe last night and I look, I have this raw skin on my foot that completely fell off and it stings and it hurts. So anytime it rubs up against my shoe, I walk funny. And it's not awesome. That's my story. Have you ever done that?
No. Oh. I can't stop trying to think. I can't say that I have.
You know, you got Band-Aids. Well, I have Band-Aids, like, all stacked on it, trying to save the day.
Just in time for Halloween. Nina's feet. Ah!
Yeah,
number five.
Number five is, you know, one of my, not, I don't want to call it my favorite movies, but one of the movies that makes me smile is Wedding Crashers. And Vince Vaughn said that maybe they're working on part two.
You know, funny enough, we just recently talked more seriously about a sequel. There's a really good idea that David came up with, and we've actually been talking, you know, in a much more serious way about doing a second story with those same characters.
I think it'll be phenomenal. Then you got Will Ferrell in there. I'm trying to think, like, what would they do? They'd be older.
Isla Fisher, because then they were married. Remember when they, like, went off, they split off with the couples?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what they do in the movie, though, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, have kids. Yeah. Baby Wedding Crasher.
They would, what would they do? Wow.
Crash baby showers instead of weddings. Cracking myself up over here.
I'll come up with something and then I'll tell you what part two is going to be about. Then I'll send it in to my boy Vince because he's from Chicago, so.
Number four.
Oh yeah, that'd be so cool. Get producer credits. Okay, so have you noticed any like really cool Halloween decorations? People are getting really creative on their lawns. And there's a woman in Texas who got so creative that she has a pole in her front yard with a dancing skeleton flipping upside down. The skeleton's out there doing tricks. But the homeowners association wasn't too excited about the idea of a pole dancing skeleton. So they've reported her and now she's being forced to take down her pole dancing skeleton. These people are joy stealers. However, this is the kick. This is the funny part. She's been given 30 days to remove the skeleton. 30 days, which will be well after Halloween. So that skeleton's dancing right on into the weekend.
Spooky.
Number three.
Number three story today is continuing on to the scary stuff. You can actually, this is such a stupid concept. They're trying to raise money, this old theater. So they're allowing you they're creating a raffle. Anyway, let me just play the clip.
Every self-respecting theater should have a ghost. All the grand old theaters in the world, in London and New York and Toronto, they all have ghost stories attached to them. Phantoms that haunt the stages and the dressing rooms and scare the audience. And we thought, well, why not here? It wouldn't be a bad idea to have somebody a little theatrical. Somebody, you know, we're asking people to practice your moans and groans. We don't want to scare the pants off anybody here, but, you know, a little bit of a jump in a dark theater, why not?
What?
So you can pay $25 so that that way your ghost, when you die, can be the one that haunts that theater.
There's no even guarantee that that's where your ghost wants to be. That's so funny.
Nina, that's your response?
Yeah, that's my, like, what's the logic in saying, all right, give me $25 and then maybe one day in the afterlife you can be here. Like, what?
Nina, it's to raise money. They don't really think that your ghost is going to come there and like, they're not giving nobody permission.
The whole thing just didn't make sense. Okay, okay. You're donating $25
for charity.
Who's
to say where my ghost is going to go? Wait, right. No, that's not. Okay.
Number two.
That hurts. Okay, I've been trying to make this thing a holiday. Hanksmas. I've talked about it before. This time of year, don't you just want to be happy, experience all that the holidays have to offer for a longer period of time? So Hanksmas is basically Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas all in one. And it's funny because it seems like there's a lot of people that are participating in the movement, even though they don't know it. 33% of Americans have already started watching holiday movies. Do you fit into that category? I know it's not super high, but it's early. I realize that, but I'm all on board. And it's funny because I was watching Christmas movies on Hallmark last night. Their countdown to Christmas is already kicked off. So if you're like that and me, it's a Hanksmas holiday movie.
Gotta make some t-shirts.
Number one.
Ugly sweaters.
Yeah.
Number one turkeys. Story in no particular order is the fact that yesterday was Wine Wednesday. Oh, man. Ooh. Haven't talked about this in quite some time. So we had a Cabernet Sauvignon yesterday from the NPR bank that we have full of wine. And let me tell you this. Wine and beer have the same amount of calories. Mm. Just in case you thought you were shedding some weight by drinking some wine. That's the number one thing I learned. Then yesterday, I also learned that I've finally worked my way into my dad chair.
What do you mean?
So we have these two recliners in the corners of our living room. And I never sit on them. Nicole sits on them occasionally when she's feeding the baby. I always sit on the couch. And then yesterday, I was like, damn, I was feeling good after the wine. And I was like, damn, I need to like sit back and relax. And then that's the last thing I remember.
Nice. Did you pass out in the chair?
I don't remember.
Where did you wake up? In the chair?
I don't remember.
Some good wine.
So, hey, man, I want you guys to enjoy your Thursday the same way I enjoyed my Wine Wednesday. Right? It's B96. It kind of slaps you in the face like a Chico stick. Throwback Thursday. But we call it Throwback Trivia, TBT. On B96. What's up? It's Gabe and Nina. And listen, this is where we give you a question about a movie, a song, and a TV show. An old movie, song, and a TV show. And then we ask you, and if you get incorrect, then we know your ass is old, too.
877-591-9696. Pick up your phone if you know this one. It's going to start off nice and easy. This Grammy Award-winning song was first released in 1984 and performed by Ray Parker Jr. We're learning something, too. It goes like this. When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? You finish it?
All right. 877-591-9696. You said they're going to start off easy, so don't expect the other ones to be as equally as easy. All right. Call us up right now if you know the answer. TBT is up next with Gabe and Nina. B96. This is an old song.
It is. Shakita on the South Side. You heard it. We're going to jump right into the first question of TBT. You have to finish the song. This Grammy award-winning song was first released in 1984 and performed by Ray Parker Jr. It goes like this. When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Very good. Starting strong. Okay, now we're going to the movies, Shakita. Stephen King's terrifying story, It, was made into a movie in 1990 and then remade again in 2017, all about a murderous clown. What's the clown's name?
Pennywise.
Ooh, good one.
You like your scary stuff, huh? Halloween's her season. Okay, I tried to keep it in the theme with the TV show, too, here, so we'll try. In 2005, a TV show about a forensic anthropologist first aired. Dr. Temperance Brennan, played by David Boreanaz, has the ability to find clues from pieces of a victim's skeleton. Those pieces are called what? It's also the name of the show. I know. Is it the tip of your tongue? It's Bones. The show is called Bones.
Oh, my God. I got it.
Shakita, okay. So close. All right, since we are about to be in Halloween season, what was something you dressed up as a kid?
I can't even think of her name. The little girl that had the with the tail.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, that's a good one. Dorothy.
No, it was...
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster, that's her name.
Oh, nice.
With the tails.
We know Gabe's old school, too, with the tails.
Tell me, just sign me up for all your weekend charade games. I got you. Hey, Shakita, have a great weekend and a great Halloween, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
All right, guys, when we come back, don't forget, lie detectors. Dina and I are going to get our magnifying glass, our pipe. Isn't that what Sherlock Holmes smokes? Little pipe? Yeah. And our little paperboard cap. Try to catch somebody up in a lie. That's going to happen at 6:35. Don't go anywhere.
B96.
B96. We are Gabe and Nina. You hear the spooky music. Because it's going to get real spooky if Anoop can win his third time in a row for Wake Up Wars. Anoop, you there?
Did it for you, Anoop.
Yeah.
Anoop, what was your favorite Halloween candy?
Crunch.
Ooh, a Nestle Crunch.
Okay, we could get you that for breakfast if you win today.
I can get you one of those.
That's no problem. Maybe three even. That's what, $5?
No. I'm getting them the mini ones.
Just floss after you eat them.
All right, Anoop. One more victory and you get the breakfast. Hang on one second, okay?
All right.
All right. It doesn't get any scarier than that, guys.
No, but if you want to block his Nestle Crunch bars, you could do that right now.
877-591-9696. If you want to get on for Wake Up Wars, now is the time to call in. Come be your breakfast blocker. We got that. We also got the baby daddy check-in at 7:05. All that on the way. And if you didn't hear, B96 is doing something awesome on Halloween.
Sugar. That's my baby daddy.
Who that is?
That's me.
Who that is?
It's us.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Happy Thursday, everybody. So, with the baby daddy check-in, you get two dad jokes and a baby update. The first dad joke. I went to a beautiful ceremony yesterday. Two antennas got married.
Okay.
The ceremony was good, but the reception was excellent.
That's pretty good. If you've ever had to play with the antennas on top of a TV.
So the baby daddy check-in is just this.
Good.
This morning, for the third day in a row, my daughter peed in my bed.
What?
Gosh, it is the most. So I try to change the baby. Like if the baby wakes up when I wake up, I try to change the baby before I leave so that way Nicole doesn't have to get up. And then Nicole could just feed the baby. And we try not to change her too much over the overnight to ruffle her feathers. So the first day I did it, thought it was cute. Because you put the diaper underneath. And then she rolls to the side and then you just like notice the puddle. Second day she did it, I got a little frustrated.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, 2 days in a row and on my side of the bed. It's cute a little bit. Then the third day, today, this morning, I was just like, I looked at her, I was like, really? And I realized that it's just my fault at this point. Probably shouldn't change her anymore. But three straight days, Nicole is cracking up in the bed. Yeah. And I'm like, because she's not peeing on your side of the bed. And we're not going to wash these sheets, so I'm the one that got to deal with it.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, if you put the diaper underneath the diaper that they already have, it's not 100% foolproof. That's the moral of the story.
I'm trying to picture this. Oh, my God.
Second dad joke. This one's Halloween theme.
Okay.
Nina, why don't monsters eat ghosts?
Why?
Because they taste like sheet.
Like your pee sheet?
That's why monsters don't eat ghosts, because they have a weird taste to them, guys.
All right.
Something that is not weird. Wake Up Wars. That is coming up in 3 minutes. Will Anoop get his breakfast? We'll find out next.
of Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
B96, happy Thursday to everyone. This darkness is just blowing my entire mind. Hopefully it'll throw Anoop off too. It is time for Wake Up Wars. If Anoop wins one more time, he's going to get the breakfast. So we're trying to put a stop to that whole thing. Anoop, what's up?
Nothing much. How's it going?
It's good. It's judgment day for you, but we're going to see if Sandy and Cicero can take you down. Welcome to Wake Up Wars, Sandy. All right, Anoop, you're in control though. Would you like to go first again or do you want to let Sandy go?
I'll go first.
Okay, Sandy, hang on a second. Anoop, again, you're getting that female-centered question, the male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right today will win. Here it is, Anoop, right. Your female-centered question. Yay! You just got some new body spray. Love Spell, Pure Seduction, and Amber Romance are the three fragrances you picked. What store did you get them from? It's all right. Moving on to the next one. What popular cereal uses the mascot Tony the Tiger?
Proper Place.
And your Chicagoland question. This golden spongy snack cake with cream in the middle was made right here in River Forest, Illinois by James Duar in 1930. What's the name of the delicious golden cake with cream filling?
Twinkies.
Okay,
Anoop. All right, Anoop, hang on 1 second. All right, guys, don't forget today's Wake Up Wars is brought to you by Culver's. Cooked to order, just for you. Welcome to Delicious. And let's welcome Sandy back to the show. Hey, Sandy.
Yes.
So, you have the opportunity to be our breakfast blocker if you can get 3 questions correct, because Anoop got 2.
Okay.
All right. I got faith in you. Here's your first female-centered question. Yay. You just got some new body spray. Love Spell, Pure Seduction, and Amber Romance are the three fragrances you picked. What store did you get them from?
Victoria's Secret.
Question number 2. What popular cereal uses the mascot Tony the Tiger?
Frosted Flakes.
Oh my God.
And for the block, Sandy, this golden spongy snack cake with cream in the middle was made right here in River Forest, Illinois by James Duar in 1930. What is the name of the delicious golden cake with cream filling?
Twinkie?
Oh, my God.
our wallets got more excited than Nina. Anoop on the north side.
Oh, my gosh.
You remember that guy in Seinfeld? I feel like I'm going to take on his character right now. No breakfast for you. She got all 3 questions correct, giving her the victory. Good job.
Great job, Sandy.
Hey.
The answers to the questions, number 1, those 3 sprays are coming from Victoria Secret. Dude, you didn't even guess.
I had no idea.
Okay. He'll know next time he goes shopping. The second one you guys both got right. It is Frosted Flakes.
Correct. And then, oddly enough, the Twinkie was made right here in the wonderful Chicagoland area. You guys both got that right. So, congratulations. Anoop, what a good run,
man.
Oh,
my God.
You were atop the Wake Up World for quite some time.
Good run, but good job.
I mean, I'm still impressed by yesterday's fission, the atomic bomb question. So anyway.
Fission.
All right. Anoop, great
Nobody's
job.
Nobody's going fishing. Hey, Anoop, thanks for hanging out with us. We know you're one of the faithful. We know you're one of the Gabe and Nina faithful. You listen to us, and we appreciate you hanging out with us each and every weekday. So thanks so much for coming on to play Wake Up Wars, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day, Anoop.
Sandy.
Wow.
Thank you.
Sandy, wow.
Thank you. I almost wanted to get you like breakfast just for blocking Anoop. That was great. I thought he was going to be there forever. But the good news is, Sandy, now you have a chance to win some breakfast, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get you information, then we'll see you back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Happy Thursday, everybody. And we told you we were going to have a mom and daughter duo on the show today who are at odds ends in regards to love. But you know what? Let's go ahead and welcome the mom first. Joyce, you there?
Hello. Good morning, guys. Hi.
First and foremost, what is it like to have an 8th grade daughter in comparison to when she was just like a little baby? Talk about the comparison there.
Well, first of all, an 8th grader's really difficult. She's sassy.
You mean she's an adult?
Yeah, kind of. She's a pain in the butt, though. When she was a baby, it was so much easier. Throwing up and cleaning up baby diarrhea and diapers was so much easier.
Oh, man. Okay, so obviously life was a lot easier when you could, it sounds like when you could control your daughter.
Yes.
Well, your daughter thinks she's in love, and that's something that you can't control.
That's what she says. How could an eighth grader possibly know what love even is at that age? It's just puppy love.
So you said, Mom, that you just, your big issue is that you don't want her dating, right? Because you know that that can lead to other things.
Absolutely. She's way too young.
So then when you talk to her about this stuff, you're just telling her it can't happen? Like, does she ask you questions? Is there like a, like, do you get to have conversations about it?
We talk about it all the time. That's all she wants to talk about, which is fine. And I love that she has a little crush, but she's insisting that it's so real. She wants to have him come over.
I was literally talking about this yesterday where I said teenage love is the purest love that exists because in their mind, it's real. It's real, Mom. I do love this guy that I just met and I've been talking to for 2 weeks and we just celebrated our 1 month anniversary.
Oh, that's so
cute.
No,
that's not how that works. Let me ask you about your daughter, Joyce. Do you feel like she's mature?
No, I think she's immature. Not only is she too young in eighth grade, but she's actually a little bit baby-fied for her age.
Okay.
She's more like a sixth grader.
Oh my gosh, Joyce.
Let me ask you this. How old were you when you first fell in love?
That's what my daughter said.
Yeah, because she wants to know.
Okay, I was in eighth grade too, but now I know that what I felt was not really love.
Okay, sounds a little hypocritical. I mean, we actually talked to a gentleman yesterday who said the exact same thing. He's like, I met my wife in eighth grade. I love her. We've been in love since then. And I asked him, I said, so if your daughter came to you and said, Papi, can I have a boyfriend? I'm in love in eighth grade. He was like, no. It's funny. What's good for the goose is not good for the gander.
I don't know. But do you also think that love is different now than it was back then when the parents
absolutely.
Were in love?
What do we think is different about love?
I don't know. I think there's a different kind of access to it now. Like the person that you're seeing isn't just somebody you run into in the hallways anymore. You can see what they're doing at night on Snapchat or on Instagram.
So you're saying that it's more likely for them to be in love because there's more connection.
Or a different type of attachment than like the love. Because I don't know if they're talking every day, but I don't know. I just think that it's a different feeling.
All right. Well, listen, there's only one way to find out what kind of love it is. And that's if we talk to your daughter, Joyce. So when we come back in 3 minutes, we are going to talk to Erica, the eighth grader who says she is in love. Mom, get out of my way. We'll find out what that love looks like in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Gabe and Nina on B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96 talking about love. We're back again with Joyce. We just heard from her, the mom that's not comfortable with her eighth grade daughter being in love. But now we get to hear from her. Erica, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem, Erica. So first and foremost, I want to let you know your mom doesn't think you're mature enough.
You're really trying to start fights in their house.
Yeah, the brain of a sixth grader. How about that? Let me ask you this. Before we get into the whole love situation, what are your grades like?
Yeah. I mean, I do okay in school. Like, you know, I mean, obviously, like, I struggle with, like, math. But for the most part, I mean, I do like pretty well.
Let me ask you, are you one of the cool kids? Are you kind of do you stay to yourself?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I don't like consider myself like the cool, like, I don't know. You know, I have like my little group of friends.
Sure.
But like, you know, like we're all like, we all kind of like hang out with everyone. Sure. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. Enjoy your eighth grade while you can, because that's it. It's over. Once you get to high school, you're the freshman on the block. It's not as fun anymore.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this whole love situation. I mean.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It seems like it's causing a lot of drama in your house.
No, I just like my mom like doesn't get it. Like she just thinks I don't know. I think that she's just not happy for me. And I think that, you know, like I am telling her that I'm really in love and like, I don't know. It's like special. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and she just like doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And I feel like she just like wants to put a stop to everything and she wants to keep controlling everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just like time for me to just kind of like grow up. And stuff.
I
mean,
Erica, I know that this is so important to you and you're having a great time, but what do you think your mom's biggest issue is with all of this?
I mean, I think she has like an issue because, well, I'm 14 and he's 16. And for some reason, that is so like.
Nobody mentioned that this guy was not in eighth grade. I thought it was like an eighth grade love.
No, but like she's known him forever.
Hold
like,
on one second. Hold on one second. Hold on. Everybody hang on one second. Hold on. Joyce, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just didn't know when it was time.
No, you're fine. No. It's fine. I didn't know that the boy was 16.
I mean, it's 2 years.
He's in high school. He's had a year of high school. He got his license. She's in eighth grade. She hasn't even done her eighth grade luncheon.
He's really mature and he's extremely handsome. And the thought of
it. But you've like known him forever. And I mean, I don't think that it's like a big deal.
No, it is a big deal because I have known him forever. He's a little bit studly. He's mature for his age. I know that he's, and my daughter's really cute. I mean, you put two good-looking kids together, you know?
Yeah.
So what's your really?
No, but he's a really good guy. He's, like, not gross. Like, you know, like, you
like
know
what kind gross.
Of person he is. And no, he's, like, super young smart. He gets, different. Like, good grades.
Joyce, do
he,
you
like,
trust?
He, volunteers.
Joyce, do you trust your daughter?
That's not the point. A really cute
kid. No, it is the point. Because I feel like you don't trust
with.
Me.
I know what it's like to be in eighth grade, and I don't want my daughter's heart broken. And that's how this is going to end up.
Oh.
Man, that makes sense to
I'm
me.
I'm not going
to
have my heart broken.
Well, I think it's just the likelihood that you stay with this guy for the rest of your life is not likely.
Erica what, doesn't like hearing that. But
well, because she's in eighth grade,
and
she doesn't
that.
Understand that.
But we don't know that.
It won't
people
happen.
Are high school sweethearts all the time. Like, it's not super uncommon. And if I get my heart broken,
sweetheart.
Okay, I don't care.
Okay.
What you
okay,
now?
Guys.
Hey,
just,
oh, my God.
Okay, guys, hang on one second for me.
Thinking back to that conversation you had with your parents back when you were in eighth grade.
I'm trying to think right here in this moment. I'm trying to think whose side I'm on in this situation. Am I with the eighth grader? Because I've once been an eighth grader in like, and I want my, you know, I want her to have the relationship. Or am I agreeing with the mom? Like, yo, now, you know what? I'm sticking to my guns. 16 is too old for me.
Okay.
If my daughter's 14, I don't want her dating a 16-year-old. Because then what happens in 2 years when he's 18 and she's 16? Now there's an issue.
I understand the conversation about age, but I do side with the daughter in that, you know, you have to go through these things. It's really important, whether it's real love or not, or just in like, these are the basic like stepping stones and foundation that you need as you get older, as a woman especially, and how you navigate through love and relationships. And her mom sounds way too overbearing. The more she tells her no, the more the daughter's going to want to go out and do things. I understand the age, but even that, there's communication that's not right.
Yeah, I just don't think your brain is developed enough to be like, I need to be learning life lessons about love at 14.
No, you don't know that you learned it until you get older. You have to go through the experiences.
I know. I guess I'm trying to say I don't think there's any lesson there.
What do you mean?
Because you're not really in love.
You don't realize that, though, until later. And if you don't go through this, then there's no lesson ever that happens. Or you learn it way too late and you set yourself back farther.
All right.
I agree with
the mom says 16 is too old. She shouldn't be dating this guy, and they're definitely not in love. But I want to ask you the question. 877-591-9696. Who do you side with? The mom who thinks that her daughter shouldn't be dating anybody, or the daughter that says, let me be? 877-591-9696. Nina, in the morning on B96, we just finished talking to Joyce and Erica, Mama Joyce, who says that her 14-year-old daughter shouldn't be dating the 16-year-old. But the 14-year-old daughter says she's in love. And the question we're asking you is, who do you side with in this situation, the mom or the daughter? Christy, Lake in the Hills, welcome to the show.
Hi, yeah. No, I think I side with both of them because on one hand, so my son had his, quote, first girlfriend when he ended fourth grade. And he, you know, actually is still currently, quote, unquote, dating her. But I feel as a mother that the reason why I'm even allowing this situation is because I need to be there to teach him how to be a gentleman, how to be a boyfriend, even if it is in their terms at this time in their lives.
Yeah.
However, I do agree that as you get older, you know, and in eighth grade, you know, 16 is definitely too old for an eighth grader. That's just too much of an age gap at that age in mentality.
Yeah.
But it's still, as a mother, you need to be able to be there and teach them and, you know, help them grow so that they do have the skills to navigate through things, not just doing it on their own or listening to friends who maybe not,
or the radio.
May not be the best influence. Right.
Yeah.
Christy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, of course, if you're going to let your daughter be in that situation, then you definitely want to be a good parent that's going to be in that situation. But geez, 16-year-old Sue Ontiveros on Twitter said it best. She said the only lesson she's going to learn is how easy it is to get pregnant.
Right, okay, and that's fair. True. That is a really fair concern, which is part of the conversation that I think that they should be having. You know, instead of just saying, you can't do this, letting her know what the consequences will look like if they continue to move in that direction.
Amber and McHenry, so you side with the daughter. So you think it's no issue at all that she's dating a 16-year-old high school student, even though she's in eighth grade?
No, if the maturity level is there, then the mother needs to be there as a person of not just her guardian and guiding her which way to go. I have three kids myself. I have a son who's 14 and a 12-year-old daughter. And let me tell you, when it comes to the son, men are more like, oh, that's fine. Your son can date somebody who's older. But when it's the daughter, I think it's a sexist role. And if the mother's known this 16-year-old for a long time and he's mature and he treats her with respect, why wouldn't you want your daughter to date somebody like that?
Sure. I think the problem is, Amber, I don't know if you heard it earlier, she said her daughter has the maturity level of a sixth grader. So she didn't necessarily call her daughter a mature person. You know what I'm saying?
But I missed that part. If she's not on the same mature level, then I would have to agree with the mother.
Well said, yeah, because she definitely said that in the beginning, right, Nina?
She did say that.
Thanks,
and if
Amber.
That's the case, then I understand wanting to be careful that your daughter's not taken advantage of. I just think that the way that conversation is happening isn't really productive for the daughter, who's going to have feelings for boys, you know, whether you like it or not. That's part of, you know, growing up.
Agreed. Monica, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So who do you side with in this situation? The mother? Do you think she's a bit overbearing? Or the daughter? Do you think she's a little love crazy?
As a mom of a 14-year-old girl, I totally side with the daughter because it is true. They do need these life experiences. And yes, the mom knows it's not love, but you're absolutely right. The daughter has no idea. The boy being 16, I'm like, boys mature slower than girls. So he's probably mentally 14, just like her. He is getting more experience in high school, I think. But I think that my daughter has a little boyfriend too. And I think that I don't encourage it, but I definitely support it. And when she is excited and tells me she's in love, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember those feelings, baby. But I think I would much rather have her do this now, not getting like, you know, not being like sexually active or anything like that, versus her, you know, being a late bloomer and at 19 years old, having her first boyfriend. And then, those hormones. And like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I just like feel like if she didn't like,
It sounds like you went through this. You're okay with it, so therefore you're just saying that it's okay for your daughter to do it, which is fine.
What I will say though, Monica, that I appreciate is I even remember like when I was younger and I would talk to my mom about crushes and stuff too. It was really helpful for me to hear from my mom what her experiences were, and she would tell me about her heartbreaks even before I got to that point. So it's almost like, you know, you start to be more cautious, and she wasn't out there telling me no.
Yeah.
You know, it was just helping you understand. I mean, love is a whole new emotion when you're that age. You have to navigate through things so carefully.
Thanks for the call, Monica. I guess I'm just listening to it and I'm like I heard you just say that, like, oh, love is so difficult. It's like, this girl still don't know what it is. There's nothing to navigate through. She doesn't know what she's doing. And then when you're talking about a 16-year-old boy, I was a 16-year-old boy once. It's not like he's a freshman in high school and he's experiencing high school for the first time. He is 16. He's about to be driving places. And let me tell you something. The mother better hope that he's not out there trying to like take advantage of the 14-year-old daughter.
Right.
She's simple, from what the mom says, simple-minded. You have the 16-year-old, we don't know anything about this kid, right? And I'm thinking about me. That wouldn't sit right with me if a 16-year-old boy who's about to probably like playing varsity football or something like that is dating my eighth grade daughter.
One thing we just have to remember though is eighth graders, and especially as girls, the feeling you're feeling is so real and your self-esteem is kind of attached to it. And there are all these different things with your development that are a part of these crushes, whether we know it's not love or not. She thinks it is. It's a big part of her life.
All right, 877-591-9696. Who do you side with in this situation? The daughter who thinks it's okay to fall in love, or the mom who's just trying to protect her? 877-591-9696.
Our high school sweethearts all the time. Like, it's not super uncommon. And if I get my heart broken, okay, I don't care.
That's what you say now.
Gabe and Nina in the morning. That's what happened between the mother and the daughter. The mom says, you're too young. The daughter says, get out of my business. The mom says, your boyfriend's 16. This ain't even love. The daughter says, well, let me get my heart broken. Fabiola and Cicero, who do you side with in this situation?
The mom.
Why is that?
Well, I have a 7th grade year old daughter. She's in 7th grade. And she started talking to a boy that's in 8th grade. And within a matter of 3 days, they went from, I love you, I love you, I love you, to, oh, we might even have sex.
Whoa.
So I just think the mentality is too, they're not there yet to deal with something like that. And with everything that goes on, like with social media and everything, it's just too much for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that being a real concern. You definitely don't want that to be the next step. Like, you don't want them to be doing all those things. But don't you think you have to talk to them about it? Don't you think you have to help them understand that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, conversation of the birds and the bees, absolutely. I guess it's like you don't want to give your kid a ball of fire and tell them to go play with it.
No, but
you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to give them loaded guns and be like, all right, don't shoot the guns, though. This is how it's like, you don't want to put your kid who's not emotionally responsible in a situation to make bad decisions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. I just think that the more they know, the more equipped they're going to be in making those decisions. Jason Displain, so you're hearing this conversation. Whose side do you lean towards when you hear us talk about this?
You know what? Good morning, guys. First of all, I think it's very important that the parent and the child both have the communication with each other.
Yeah.
That's where it all starts. There's so many other factors. Social media is such a huge factor. Also, people aren't going out. So the kids aren't going out like they used to.
True.
They're not interacting with somebody else. How are they supposed to understand what true love is?
Mm-hmm.
And then, honestly, as an adult, can we really understand what true love is? So it's different.
That's so real.
So many factors, guys.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and I hear everything you're saying, and I agree with everything you're saying. The only part that you're not really touching on, and I'd love to hear your opinion because you seem like a guy who knows what he's talking about, is the fact that he's 16 and the girl is 14.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the best thing I can do is describe my situation at 16. I was in high school. I was in love with this girl and that girl, which I thought. So, long story short, I think every kid needs to either learn the hard way, get their heart broken, or, you know, have the other person get their heart broken.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the one lesson we don't want them to learn is 16 and pregnant.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, that's the bigger concern here. Thanks, Jason. I mean, because what we're trying to do is avoid the catastrophe.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're telling me that the catastrophe is heartbreak and let that happen, then yeah, so be it. But I guess me, in my mind, personally, what I'm thinking is the sex. I'm thinking about when I was 16, I was trying to smash. And if this kid is trying to holler at a 14-year-old as opposed to the people in the school, then what are your intentions? Do you genuinely love this little girl, or are you just trying to be a 16-year-old boy in that situation?
And that's why those conversations are so important. You just don't want to leave your 8th-grade daughter to learn about the birds and the bees from her friends,
exactly.
From him, from everybody else. Those conversations have to happen.
Jessica, Mount Prospect, so you side with the mom. Why is that?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. So I don't have any kids, but I do have a cousin that I'm really close with who's around her age. And I can't even imagine, like, I don't know. It just sounds kind of creepy that a 16-year-old wants to be with an 8th grader.
I think that's the part that everybody's leaving out. Jessica, to me, that's the clearest day sign. Like, don't let this happen.
I don't know why that part
right.
is not. So if this was your cousin, Jessica, coming to you being like, oh,
yeah.
My God, my mom's not letting me date my boyfriend. What advice would you even give to your cousin?
Don't have sex.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bottom line is, honestly, it's the whole sex thing for me, too. And
sure.
I agree with Gabe. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I was in 6th grade, I dated someone, but he was also in 6th grade. It's not like I was dating like a high school kid. And I just think nowadays kids grow up so fast and they mature so much faster. And it just scares me to know like that could be a possibility, like having sex at such a young age.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for the call, Jessica. And I think that, listen, I think everyone's right in this situation. The mom is right for caring for her daughter and not wanting to have her in a bad situation. Everyone that's saying let the daughter experience love and heartache on her own. Absolutely. People got to learn lessons on their own. Everyone is right. But I think in this situation, it goes back down to the parent and the child and them making their decision for their family and what's best for them.
Yeah.
And hopefully they do make the right decision and nothing bad happens, because that's what we don't want.
And I'll find you a book with all the little diagrams that you can pass right on to your daughter. This is what happens when this happens.
Oh, I'll give you a diagram of a bunch of pictures of me and my daughter. Be like, you don't want this. Trust me.
Poopy diapers.
All right. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Happy Thursday, everybody. Camille is on. Are you guys dressing up for Halloween this year or what? This is a real question.
Staying home for quarantine.
Yeah. Mm. We were talking on the radio today. I'm like, who's dressing up for Halloween this year? Where are you going?
I probably will.
But where are you going?
My girlfriend will.
Zoom party.
A Zoom party.
I love that. Don't let anything get in the way of a good time.
You're
going to
be getting wasted at the crib all by yourself. Just
It's cool. You pass out. You're already close to the bed.
Send me the invitation.
That's right. No drunk driving. No DUI.
True.
That's such a good point.
None of that. But I mean, geez, is that what people are doing now? A Zoom party?
I guess so.
A Zoom Halloween party?
I guess that's one way to get your costume seen. You know, other than just posting a picture on Instagram, you can be like, watch what it does when I turn this way.
All right, Nina, let's say you were having a Halloween Zoom party.
Yeah.
Who's there? Three people. Who's there?
Oh, shoot.
Halloween Zoom party.
Okay, who would be a great time? I'm going to go with Ariana Grande right now.
Okay. Also, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think she'd be really funny. Oh, my God, Justin Bieber. Who am I talking about? Mine's going to be very musical. We're going to have a musical Halloween
You're not even
going
to get a word in. It's going to be Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber. They're both going to be talking all
the
time.
Oh, we got to be the nicest break all right, just sit
one
there and
more,
watch.
One more.
One more. Ooh. Who do I think is super hot right now? I need to have some eye candy. I'm going to go with old lover, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, and then he just sit there too.
Okay, guys in your car, can you imagine this? A Zoom party with Nina, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, and Derek Jeter. No, I don't know if anybody would say anything. Ariana and Justin will be on their phones.
I'll be like, look, guys, watch what I can do.
Nina will be like, so? Hi, guys. Everybody's just like.
I'd really be like that, too. That's so funny.
All right, listen, the phone lines are open. This is great. 877-591-9696. It seems like the alternative this year is to have a Halloween Zoom party. But the question I have for you is, you got a Halloween Zoom party, but who's there? What other three people are at your Halloween Zoom party? 877-591-9696.
Who's going to be at your party?
I know. That's why I'm trying to get it together right now. Our first is going to be Derek Rose.
Okay.
E-Reezy for Sheezy.
Does he talk a lot?
No.
Okay, cool. So you'll just ask him questions?
He'll be like this. He'll be like, hey, what's up, Gabe? I'm like, what's up, D-Reezy for Sheezy? All right, my second one. Gotta be, I'm trying to think who's somebody fun and loud, and I'm going to say Amy Schumer.
Okay, that's a good one.
Amy Schumer, just because you need someone to take the weight of the talking.
Yeah, nobody's talking anymore. Amy Schumer's
Amy
there.
Schumer's in the room. She's good. And then speaking of nobody being able to talk, I'm going to have Kanye West there.
Oh, forget about it.
So I got Derrick Rose, Amy Schumer, and Kanye West. Now, I got to be honest, that sounds like a fun Zoom party to me. That's like little D-Reezy for Sheezy, little Kanye-Easy.
Oh, my God. It's really going to depend.
And a little Amy-Easy.
And you're going to be Gabe-Easy?
I'll be the moderator in that one.
Oh, my God. It's going to depend on which version of Kanye you're going to get. He's either going to be silent or is he going to be talking?
Both of them are fun.
Okay, cool.
Because it'll be like, Kanye, what are you doing?
These are the funniest parties.
All right. 877-591-9696. Apparently, Zoom parties are the thing for Halloween. I didn't know. But the question I have for you is, what other three people would be at your Zoom party with you? It could be celebrities. It could be your parents, your kids.
Yeah.
We prefer celebrities, though.
Way prefer.
All right. 877-591-9696. You got the Halloween Zoom party, but who's there? We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. My mom just texted me.
Yeah.
She said, Channing Tatum.
Okay, mommy.
I couldn't believe you said that one.
She's like,
what?
Which one? You want Magic Mike, Channing Tatum?
No. She said Justin Bieber as well.
Nice.
And then this one kind of threw me off. I didn't quite understand it. She said George Lopez.
She wanted somebody else to take the brunt of the conversation. There's logic in that.
She wanted some humor there. All right, mom. I guess so. You forgot to invite the most important person, your son. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Where are you going?
I probably will.
But where are you going?
My girlfriend will.
Zoom party.
A Zoom party.
Zoom party.
That's what she said. She's doing a Zoom party.
And that's the question. Where are you going?
I just don't understand. Telephone Tony, do anything for Halloween? Just staying at home?
He wants to dress up tomorrow. He's like, can we have dress up Friday at work? It's like, yes, Tones. Telephone Tones, yes.
I'm going to dress up like a radio personality. Trust me, in this environment, it's very scary.
I know.
You just never know what your future holds. That's the scariest part about a radio personality. But where are you guys going? I think this is a real serious question. The phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. Are you going to a Halloween party?
Or are you going to go to a Zoom party?
Well, nobody's going to a Zoom party, obviously.
They're going with their friends. They've already had them picked.
But I'm curious, are you actually like... Well, I mean, think about it. Everything's closed. You can't go to a party.
Nope, because I think it's, what, 6 people max that you're supposed to under the new rules?
Yeah, I'm talking about at a bar or something like that.
Yeah.
25% or 25 people, whatever is smaller. And then when you're thinking about everybody doing parties at their house, because that was always the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are people doing that?
Wouldn't you just dress up, maybe? Just to dress up for your own joy?
No. That seems like a waste of time. Who am I dressing up for?
For yourself.
I don't love myself that much, Nina.
It's just about finding things to make you happy. Have a little fun.
All right, 877-591-9696. We want to be able to talk to you because we want to know if people are doing anything at all. What are you going to do this weekend, Nina?
I really don't know. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I'll probably dress up by myself or a couple of friends, you know?
You're going to go hard online.
Hanksmas. I'm going to have a Christmas tree, my Halloween costume, and eat.
I am going somewhere. I just remembered Nicole's friend, Nicole, who's also named Nicole. She's having us meet her in her heated garage.
Okay.
So they have a heated garage and they want to do something. They know we have a newborn as well.
Safe.
So the four of us with our two kids are going to be in this heated garage. And I guess we're going to, go trick-or-treating. Walk across the garage to me and then we walk across the garage to them. 877-591-9696. What are you doing for Halloween?
What a visual.
Aiden, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Let me guess. You're hanging at the house by yourself drinking 40s.
40s, maybe one or two. I mean, beforehand, you know what I mean? Of course, yeah. You gotta have one or two. Of course.
Where are you going though, Aiden?
Where I'm going, honestly, you know, with my little pod, my little posse, my little family,
sure.
Whatever, family away from home. Gotta go over there, you know, get a little freaky over there. You know what I'm saying?
What's your family? Don't get too freaky. Maybe drunk. Just not freaky.
Maybe drunk. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a costume yet. So, I mean, you said 40s. Edward 40 hands. I haven't done that yet before.
Edward 40 hands is always a good thing.
That's actually where
you tape the 40 to your hands and you just kind of do your thing. All right. I like it, Aiden.
That's
at least you're doing
funny,
something.
Aiden.
This is great. 877-591-9696. What are you actually doing for Halloween, if anything?
Diana in Downers Grove, what are you doing?
Hi, I'm actually throwing a little mini party just with my cousin, two of my friends, and the kids since trick-or-treating's pretty much canceled.
Yeah. Okay.
So how many people in total, Diana?
It's probably going to be 10 of us.
Okay. Don't have
just
me.
Just something for the kids.
You're in Downers Grove, so you don't have to worry about Mayor Lightfoot crashing your
party. I know, popping up.
No. It's a little party, a couple decorations, making spaghetti and eyeballs for the kids.
I love that idea, cute. Diana.
What are you dressing up as, Diana?
I am Princess Jasmine.
Okay.
Clutch.
So party, a smaller version. You know, people are doing a bunch of other stuff. Thanks for the call.
I did see this recipe that I
Erendida.
Wanted.
Erendida. What up?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I wanted to tell you guys, I just found this recipe that's really cute. It's stuffed peppers and you get orange peppers and then you cut little things in their faces. So you have Jack-o'-lantern stuffed peppers. Isn't that cute?
You should put ketchup in it and let it fall out the eyeballs.
Oh, scary leg blood. That's so funny.
All right. What are you doing for Halloween? If anything.
Okay, so we never really do anything for Halloween, but this year, since it's canceled, we're going to do a little party only for the kids at the house.
Okay, let me just say something very quickly. Halloween is not canceled.
No. It's what you make of it.
Halloween still exists on Saturday.
Gabe's going to yell across the garage, trick or treat.
Nina's like, but are you dressing up, though? No.
Are you?
All right, well, at least you're creating an environment for the kids. That's important.
You have to.
Thanks for the call. I mean, well, I guess people out here doing stuff.
Spaghetti and eyeballs sounds like a blast.
I mean, listen. Would you eat that?
Of course. That's the fun part. All the weird foods, I'm super into that.
I'm like, Mom, where's the candy?
You gotta,
spaghetti
find it.
And meatballs. I do this every day. Where is the candy? I don't know. All right, well, whatever you do on Halloween, make sure you enjoy yourself, guys. Escape Anina, B96. Gabe and Nina, B96. So glad you're here. Happy Thursday. Oh, my gosh. Don't forget, guys, Halloween, 2 days away.
Ready. I'm ready to sit on my couch.
Now, speaking of spooky stuff, Nina, have you heard of the Drake curse before?
The Drake curse?
Yeah, it's where he aligns himself with a particular team and then they lose.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's the Drake curse. Now there's the antithesis to that, which is the Jonas blessing. Have you heard of this?
No. To fully understand this conspiracy, we have to back things up to September 22nd, 2019. That is the date of the Jonas Brothers show in Kansas City, Missouri. You know who was at that show? Patrick Mahomes. Cut to a few months later, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 54.
Okay. That's a good start.
That's a good start. Were they at any other games?
Next up, December 10th, Arizona. Who was there, you might ask? Oh, Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
October 27th, the Dodgers win the World Series.
Wow. Now,
Jonas blessing.
A Jonas blessing? I thought the ladies thought it was something else, but let's continue.
Last but not least, certainly not least, Lewis Hamilton. Attended the Jonas Brothers concert in Paris on February 22nd. Just last week, he won his 92nd Grand Prix.
Who was there?
The Lewis dude. They used to date the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, the cute one? Yeah, yeah.
Don't know his name.
Got you. Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah, that's exactly his name.
Because he's cute. That's funny.
All I know is that I need the Jonas Brothers to stop by Gabe and Nina in the morning.
Come on over here, guys.
We need to win.
Well, and also because you love Priyanka.
Why'd you have to bring up such a beauty like Priyanka Chopra? I'd just be like, Priyanka, what do you see in this guy?
Stop it.
And then I'd be, just fine.
Hope you guys are having a good day. I really do. But just in case something happens, you get a little moody, you want to try to get yourself back on track, that's what today's gem is all about. It's time for Nina at 9:30 on B96. And it's all brought to you by Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar. But I'm going to be talking a little bit about sugar. Okay. So do you ever have those moments where your day starts out really great and then something happens, or you just all of a sudden get in a bad mood and you just want to salvage whatever is left of the day? Bear with me because this gem is a little bit out there. But I remember, and I had to practice this myself actually this week, a friend of mine, his name's Blue. I was texting with him one day. I was like, I'm so annoyed. Today sucks. I can't figure out how to get myself back on track. He's like, oh, it sounds like you really need to eat some strawberries. I said, what are you talking about? Strawberries are not going to fix this. But it changed how I started to think about food. And I've brought up dark chocolate before. But really, I told my friend to do this yesterday. That's why I wanted to bring it up today, too. Today's just been a weird week, I think, for a lot of people. But there's different ingredients in food. Food is medicine. That's kind of how I look at it. And so dark chocolate, berries, the list goes on. But the easiest thing to always have in, like, your purse or your car is, like, a dark chocolate bar. When you're mad, take a bite. You're sad, take a bite. I know, again, it's a little out there, but it works. Like, there's just something in it, the chemicals.
Is it something you did recently or what?
Yes. Yes. And plus, you know, I'll say it. I live with anxiety and depression, so I'm always finding little tricks to try to make your life a little bit better. And when you can stop and eat the chocolate, do it. But dark chocolate, that's the one that has the right chemicals in it for you.
Stop and smell the flowers. Stop and eat the chocolate.
Stop and eat the chocolate. Tis the season. So I don't want you guys to have a bad day, but just in case, grab that chocolate bar and let me know how it works for you. Weekdays at 9:30, giving you little gems because we're all going through these days together. Thank you for being here with Gabe and Nina on B96.
Wow, that was a good podcast.
I can't even believe we said those things.
I mean, with that one in the beginning when I was like, and then you were like,
Oh my God, right? And I was like, what a jerk.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it just as much as we did. All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.